Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back into Sports Daily. Sorry for those watching us on the video stream. We're having just a little bit of a technical issue. Now, we're flying blind a little bit here. Tommy, can I hear you right now? That is the big question.
I don't know. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me now? No,
he's got nothing. So we're still working on that. So I know those folks watching on the video stream were having a little bit of an issue there. So bear with us and hang tight while we work through that. The good news is out over the air, you guys can hear me, even though I can't hear Tommy and Brandon, a little inside baseball. Brandon, we've got Kevin Saul here too, and we'll get him in. He's going to be experiencing, I'm afraid, the same thing I am. So let us work through that. In the meantime, you guys can continue to work through it here for a minute. So Brandon, again, just kind of continue the conversation you're having there in that last segment.
Yeah, so what we kind of looked at was this KU win, 91-87, if you missed, I don't think we even mentioned the final score, taking on UCF last night, a game in which they were favored by 13.5 points. Now we have a little bit of feedback here. I think we're all good. You got us there, Jacob? Nope. Jacob still does not got us. But, yeah, so KU, UCF, I mean, it's when you look at the 13.5 point line, there was reasons why a team that won by 51 just a month ago comes in at home, come in a must-win situation against a UCF team because, UCF, they lost by 51 against KU just a couple weeks ago. But then you get into the game, no DeJuan Harris, an All-American-level point guard, a guy who kind of, he makes this thing run when you're looking at KU's offense, when you're looking at KU's defense. He's been here for 6-7 years. He's getting everything set in the offense. He's getting everything set in the defense. This is a group mostly outside of him, KJ Adams, and Hunter Dickinson that everyone's new. They're still working through the kinks of just running throughout the Big 12 season. And, just a tricky one. But, hey, you're going to take away with a win. And we are still working through some issues here. But, yeah, just looking through this KU game, they were down by 8 points in the second half, and they had to just kind of manage their way through the game. KJ Adams was kind of a no-show in the first half. He did not have a single shot attempt. He did get to the free throw line at one point, but then just as the game goes along, Zeke Mayo, he was the start of the night, as I said, 24 points in the first segment. Hunter Dickinson, 24 points as well. And then Zeke Mayo just continues to come to life throughout this game. For Badunga, this is a freshman, a five-star freshman comes in. I think a team that has a lot of faith in just kind of how freshmen are able to join the fold and work their way in. And Flory Badunga has just done that from the jump. And then last night, I mean, a perfect example of that. He goes 4 for 5, 11 rebounds, 10 points. But the big thing for a team that had no defensive presence anywhere last night, I mean, he comes away with 5 blocks. Which was just huge in the long scheme of things. When you look at a 91-87 game, comes down. I mean, it was a one possession game going into the final minute as well. And Flory Badunga just continues to be a revelation, a guy who is going to be in the mix for a Big 12 Freshman of the Year type of season. I'm not going to sit here and say that I follow every other team tooth and nail, because I don't have the time. I don't know who is the key freshman for Houston. I don't know who the key freshman is for, I mean, any of these teams. But, I mean, Flory Badunga has to be playing as well as any freshman in the entire league, especially, I mean, when you look at what has been asked of him. Hunter Dickinson is a 6th or 7th year player. He just doesn't have the legs that he has. He is getting spelled. Even though Hunter played 34 minutes last night. But, yeah, Flory Badunga just continues to just play a key role for this team. Hunter Dickinson, again, the way that he was able to get it done last night, he had the 24 points, but getting to the free throw line, this team made a season high of free throws last night. KU did 25, more than they've made in any other game all season long. Hunter Dickinson, a big part in that. He goes 10 for 12. And the way he was able to get it done, Jacob, can you?
Brandon, I'll jump in with you here, just talking, because I can't hear what you're saying, unfortunately, but I think people can hear us collectively over the radio, so we'll take it there. I'll just kind of go through the game for me last night, not knowing exactly what you were saying there. It was an interesting game, and you love it and you feel good about it. I think that they were able to work through it, but I can't imagine that the lack of DeJuan Harris made that much of a difference defensively for them. And maybe it did. And if it did, that's certainly something to watch. UCF had a good night shooting the three. They made 14 of them. KU had a great night at the free throw line, 25 of 29. You like to see that, certainly, if you're a KU fan. And that's ultimately what bailed them out of the game to some degree. But, you know, good for them to be able to get there. If I'll say this, if DeJuan Harris has that big of a defensive impact.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad he never misses any time because that's pretty significant. And you know, I think he'll be right back, it sounds like, into the game. But, man, that's, you know, you wouldn't think that based on what we've seen from Shaq Moore, right? Shaq Moore's kind of been able to play some really good defense. So when we're sitting there before the game and we learn, like, oh, man, DeJuan Harris isn't going to play, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought, oh, okay, well, UCF is then going to score 87 points. And I cannot imagine it was all like Harris's absence. That seems crazy to say. So then what was it? And I don't think it's not overly concerning. KU hasn't really been poor defensively ever this season. I mean, I know you can look back at the Houston game and the fact that the Cougars got to 92, but remember that's a double overtime. Before that, if you go back and just look at what they've done defensively, you know, 61, 74, 50, 74 to Iowa State, 40, 55, 48, 61. Like, that's not usually something we see. So I don't put too much stock into that. Like, I don't think that's too much of a concern in the short term, but it's certainly something to watch, and we'll watch it as DeJuan Harris sits back. I do think, though, as we've watched these last handful of games for, you know, the crowd that has been like KJ Adams and DeJuan Harris, maybe they need to play a few minutes. I think this is kind of what you see when that happens. Like, that's a double-edged sword. Yeah, we want to see a lot of these young players and these other guys step up, but KU is expected to be and is at times really good because they've got, you know, as much experience as any team in the country, and that stuff's important. But they get it done. Look, they get it done against UCF at home. We'd be having a very different conversation today if they didn't find a way to get it done. Now they've got to go on the road and play Baylor and then back here. And so you'll go today? Wednesday. So you play Saturday on the road and then quickly back for a big Monday, the late game against Iowa State. That's going to be a little bit of a grind here. So we'll see how they respond to it. They're certainly going to have to be better defensively than they were last night in both of those games. I think, Brandon, if they want to come away with both of those wins, and quite frankly, if KU's going to get to the place we thought that they would be at the beginning of the season, they probably need to win both of these games. And I know that's saying a lot for Iowa State especially, but you got them at home. Like, KU's, they've lost their home games, right? Like, did you see? I mean, we all watched the game last night. Since 1989 was the last time they lost back-to-back home games. That's insanity. That's crazy. That's how hard it is to win at Allen Fieldhouse. So, yeah, when you see Baylor on the road, you see Iowa State at home, you're like, yeah, we ought to win both of those games. And if you're KU and you're trying to still win a Big 12 title, which they certainly are, I feel like you kind of have to have them both at the same time.
Yep, and they still have a big game at Houston that they have late in the season. Going to be a big one to control. We are going to go take a quick break, and hopefully we're going to get these issues resolved. We're all going to join the fold. Tommy's going to be back. We are going to... Hopefully Jacob's going to be able to hear us. We will find out in just a second. Working through some issues here on a Wednesday morning, but we'll be right back here on Sports Day.